Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM.
Clearly, Vlad just picked a song because he was doing something.
No, it's going with the theme. We talked about Valentine's. I said Taylor Swift was going to break up with Travis, and then Jay Figs here. So, you know, it all rolls through.
Back from Christmas Town.
You sure you were in New Orleans?
So, it does look like I'm not even kidding. It looks like you're... In a real life Disney park. I don't know how to describe it, but it's really cool.
I just don't understand. I think we're all trying to figure out why is Christmas lights still up in February. That's what we're trying
to figure out. Lazy,
dude. Yeah.
Because it gets very packed there during the holiday season. So then, and it gets very expensive. So in order for people to be able to see it the whole time, like for an extended period of time, they leave it till February. Mm.
So they want people to still celebrate Christmas even after the Christmas.
Absolutely.
Season.
And why not? What's the issue in that?
It's not.
I'm sure Tobin would find one.
I mean, it's February. Like, what do you mean? What's the issue?
So
it's time
what?
To move on, so Peter Pan.
I'm saying. No.
Hey, I just went to Publix. And Publix got more Valentine's stuff than a little bit.
And
I don't want to go nowhere and see any more Christmas stuff.
Yeah, and to be fair, J-Fig, they're bringing Christmas stuff out earlier than ever. Like, it'll be like October 20th, and they'll be like, hey, guess what? I know Halloween's next week, but Christmas. And so I'm just, you know, I think they've already extended Christmas enough. Now the hippies in Seattle need to go make it a little bit longer.
Yo,
I don't know.
Shreethan is hysterical. Shreethan goes, J-Fig also go to Vermont in October to celebrate July 4th.
I actually have a cousin there, so I should do that.
In Vermont?
Yeah.
Headlines brought to you by Doral Kia. At Doral Kia, choose from over 500 new Kia miles in inventory, like the Sportage, the Sorento, and the Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia.
Every time we mention a place in the U.S., you say, I got a cousin there. Remember Texas? Oh, you know her. You go, yeah, you know my cousin. She's from there.
Hey, you see the San Francisco 49ers giving Debo Samuel the leeway to go look for a trade? Intrigue?
I was going to
Why not?
Too banged up.
That's Mike McDaniel's guy.
Too banged up.
Moose.
Too banged up. You got Tyreek and you got Waddle, so you can push the ball down the field.
Oh, yeah. Why would that work this year?
Now would you then bring Debo in to make it even worse?
Swiss Army knife, dude. You know, it does a little bit of everything.
We got that. A-chan. We got that. A-chan.
Debo's a
Stop.
Moose.
See, this is your problem.
What?
He's a
this
moose
is your problem.
That gets hurt a lot.
A lot. Hmm? Here's the problem. You do realize... You don't need Debo Samuel. You need offensive and defensive linemen. But your ass is going to say, oh, I want him. I want him. Then when they go out and get him, you're going to get excited. And then when Tua gets killed, you're going to say, why didn't they get offensive linemen?
No, I'm not going to say that.
Yes, you are.
I'm not going to say
that. Yes, you are.
I'm not going to say
that. That's exactly what you're going to say. Hold on. So I'm trying to cut you off at the pass and tell you we don't need Deebo Samuel.
Let's be real.
Because it sounds good. It does. Dude ain't played a full season in 4 years.
Mike McDaniel's guy, though. He knows how to utilize
it. He hasn't played for. Football.
Figure it out, dude.
Figure what out, help?
First of all, durability has never stopped the Dolphins from signing anybody. Never. Never point
that
never.
That is true.
It's
that
never stopped them. That never is stopped true. Them.
Okay, then no. Like, so I'll just give you my opinion.
Okay,
no. We don't need them.
It's shocking. You don't want me to do the fun thing. Shocking.
That's not fun. Party we got pooper. Those players.
You're a football party.
We got
pooper.
A guy who's better at being Deebo Samuel than him.
Time out.
Ridiculous.
Devon Achane is better at being Deebo Samuel than he is. Yeah,
Tobin.
Oh, my goodness. You're the worst.
You need a little thunder to the lightning. You know what I mean?
Who?
Did you not see this
season? Who's the thunder?
Did you not watch the Dolphins this
Deebo's
season?
That thunder.
You did watch the Dolphins this past season.
Yeah, right? Yeah, yeah.
You did see that they needed offensive line help, right?
He doesn't care. So that's why I got to keep this guy.
We're going to draft a couple fatties.
I got to give him. And you think that's just going to get it going right away when you draft him?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, baby.
Oh, my God. Dude.
Draft one in the first round. That's got to be it. That's a fucking play.
Can I just say something? It's conversations like this, I want to just choke you.
Go ahead. No, give me your list. What are the Dolphins going to do?
Anybody but Deebo.
Oh, fine.
Offensive lineman. I would like, first of all, wait. Hold on. Let me say this. You get on Greer for going after the big splash or whatever.
I don't get after him for that. I don't get after him. In fact, what I said was, hey, this is the only thing you're good at. Go get me Myles Garrett. But I'll take Deebo.
Do you understand? You are the only person that would trade for a guy who's always hurt, and you have
That's
three.
That's literally
of them.
What Chris Greer does.
You have three of them. You got three guys who do the same crap that Deebo Samuel does.
But the coach is in two.
You have three of them.
What if Tyreek leaves?
So you have three of them, and your idea is to sign the broke down original one.
Answer me.
Oh, so you want to trade
Tyreek
goes Deebo?
Well, let's be real about it. Tyreek Hill is on the outs.
So then you know what? It becomes Achane's show. Instead of Deebo, you got Achane.
Okay, but put Deebo at the other wide receiver spot.
Oh my god, dude! No,
why not?
He doesn't. He's more of a slot guy.
Well, figure it out, dude.
No, figure it out. Oh, my goodness. Oh, dude.
Let's have some fun, baby.
That's not fun. That's not fun.
You know the rules of football aren't you only get to sign one guy, right? Like,
that's
you can do
not,
other stuff. We
that's
use
not
our,
fun, though.
It is fun.
Why would... Dude, can I just tell you, if they went out and got Deebo Samuel, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're the only one in Dolphins land that would be happy.
Why?
And then
because it
everybody would talk themselves into it.
No, it wouldn't.
Yes, they would.
They'd be like, oh, here he goes making stupid moves again.
Tobin.
We need offensive linemen and you go get a receiver?
He played 15 games the last 2 years.
Combined?
Total.
Combined?
No, he did not. Yes, no, he did not.
Look at the stats.
What was his numbers?
Well, they weren't.
No. Give me his numbers. Here's the guy you got. Say, guess what? If you want to get a receiver, I'd take Cooper Kupp over him.
Really?
Yes.
Do we get to keep him?
No. Oh, my God.
Or is he too fast, too talented? How about Christian McCaffrey? Is he allowed to be intangibles?
Huh?
What?
Christian McCaffrey?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can have him.
But Cooper Kupp?
Cooper Kupp. You can have Cooper Kupp. Cooper! We can't. I can't rightly, as a non-intangible, take Cooper Kupp. Right? I can't even pick him in the draft. If you get a draft, the non-intangibles draft Cooper Kupp. Nah, player.
I don't like what Luis is saying. Tobin just likes to play the violin. He can't believe what he's saying. Just
right.
Revs us
I've been
up.
Telling
I know.
You guys this
I'm telling
longest.
You.
I've been telling you this the
I'm
longest.
Telling you. It is the
I do like stars.
Wait. It is the dumbest thing in the world when at the end of the season, watching all the quarterbacks get destroyed, watching no running game, that you come in the first thing you want.
But he knows the system.
Who cares? Can he play left tackle?
No.
Can he play left tackle? Can he play?
No, but Teron Armstead's coming back. You already have your tackle. You have your center. Dude. So you're going to have to replace the guards.
Let me explain something to you. This is the only team in the world
uh-huh.
where You have a starting left tackle, and then you better make sure you have a backup.
But they do. Hold on. Let's look at the Dolphins. Let's be responsible here.
Okay? Let's look how good.
Hold on.
The offensive line has been.
Okay. Teron Armstead coming back, right? Patrick Paul's his backup. Mystery at left guard. Aaron Brewer at center. Mystery at right guard. Austin Jackson at right tackle.
And your solution to this is let's go get Deebo Samuel.
First round pick. Draft me a guard. Give me a fatty. Plug and play. Okay. Second round.
Nobody's plugging. Oh.
Plug and play. Okay. Right guard, scrap heap guy. Find somebody who is looked upon as a little damaged. Because I don't know who that is. I'm not trying the waiver wire. But Leroy, scrap heap guy, just like they did with Connor Williams. Okay, at center.
There you go.
Scrap heap guy at right guard.
Dade South said it perfectly. Tobin wants to put new rims on a car that needs a new transmission.
I don't understand why this is a big deal. Why can't I just like fun stuff?
That's not even fun
stuff. I just said use a first round pick on a guard.
That's not even fun.
I am so happy you said that. So my theory is right.
Hmm.
You don't really want your teams to win. You just want to be entertained.
Dude, it was so boring last year.
But
we used to be the fun team. We were mediocre, but we were fun.
But it doesn't matter if you're not winning.
That's because they don't protect the quarterback. You can't have fun. Look at how much fun Kansas City had last week.
Not fun.
You know why?
Why?
Couldn't protect Patrick Mahomes. And your solution is, let's go get another wide receiver.
Deebo's 29.
You know how ridiculous you sound?
Yeah, how old is he?
Deebo's 29.
That's not good.
29.
A little longer.
You know
the tooth.
What? In football years, for the position he plays, that's like 42.
That is a little longer than two. I thought he was like 27.
Delusion of Tobin.
And can I just tell you?
A real woolly mammoth.
Can I just tell you? He's a little thick.
I know.
When that gets Briefy. Old, when that gets old, ain't a whole bunch of positions you could play.
And he looks zesty.
51 catches for 670 yards last year.
That's what you want to trade for. You know how much he makes?
No. How much does he make?
Probably around $20 million.
Hmm.
So 51 catches, bounce you want to give somebody $20
million? Wait, you want to put nearly $100 million on a position? For three players?
Yeah, no, I'm saying Tyreek's on the outs.
So you wait a minute.
You rather have him over Tyreek?
Tyreek's not sticking around here, dude.
Oh, dude.
The writing is on the wall. I don't know who needs to hear this, but I'm going to put this as plain and simple because we just saw this with our basketball player down here. He's on the outs, dude. Do not believe.
You think so?
Do not believe a word of this apology tour. That dude is not going to be a Miami Dolphin next year.
Yeah?
Tyreek Hill, and I love Tyreek Hill. I love watching Tyreek Hill play football. But when the coach comes out and the coach is like, people are tardy, we need to go with the ultimate ultimatum, he walks out on his team, he bitches about being on the team, and now he should be like, I take it all back. Dude, the first time he has a three-catch performance, he is going to be like belly aching and boo-hooing. One Tua Tagovailoa tweak tip, and he is going to be rats off a ship. Get out ahead of it. Get what you can for it. Writing's on the wall. Cheetah is on the outs. Ergo, give me a Deebo on a bounce back here.
So Leroy, ask your boy this. Why you were so you're quick to let Tyreek go.
Yep.
But Jimmy, no.
Tyreek never took me to the finals.
But Tyreek gave you two of the most exciting years you've ever
never
saw, right?
To the
oh
finals,
my God!
Never took me to the finals. If you guys can't grow up and get that,
no.
I don't understand.
I explain to you something? Here's what annoys me about that whole situation. You do realize that was a once in a lifetime thing.
Twice.
No.
Twice.
No.
Twice.
They did it once from the play.
But they did it twice. They went to two finals. Okay. Stop cutting the resume.
And how long does that means you pay him forever because he did that?
No, I wanted to give him one more year.
No.
I wanted to give him one more year. But if you were asking.
Wait, let me ask you. This is even though you could physically see he quit on the team, you would still give him
first
next
of all,
year. You would still give. Please answer my question.
No, on quitting on the team, obviously not. I drew that line in the sand. Okay. On quitting on the team.
I appreciate you having.
But. I did say to pay him before all this nonsense happened.
Yeah.
The damage is done there. Let's move on from there. I am trying to learn from my ways of staying away from the disgruntled. And very clearly, this man is disgruntled. And while he did give me very entertaining season, Vlad, He never won a finals game with Kelly Olynyk.
Wait, did you see how he tried to say, I'm trying to grow?
I am trying to grow.
I'm trying to grow so I'm not falling for it again.
What I want is Cheetah for Deebo Samuel and George Kittle. Let's go.
And George Kittle? You went the old?
Yeah.
First of all,
keep them both.
I want Jonnu Smith over Kittle.
So. Why have them both? Two tight end set.
You know how short your passes would be?
Who cares? That's what they do anyway. They're all scared to throw deep.
They did that because they had no protection.
I'm going to give it to you, Toby. I'm going to give it to you.
You're exhausting, dude.
No.
You're my boy, but you're just bleeping to Toby, exhausting.
You know what you are? You're Dollar General Harry Roseman. You just want everybody.
Yes.
You just want everybody. You want to make a trade. You want to just grab every great player, put them on your team, and then be the most hated, and you're not going to care about it. Because the other day, you're sounding, making fun of Kansas City, hating that Kansas City.
Yeah.
They get all the calls. They get all the players.
Yep.
You're not upset at them. You're upset because it's not happening to your squad. So that's what you want. You want all the top players. Get your Myles Garrett.
Hold on.
Get your Myles Garrett, right?
Yeah.
Get you Miles. Get you Deebo, right?
But wait, Deebo hasn't been good in 3 years.
Okay.
You don't care.
But he doesn't have Mike. Who hasn't he had in 3 years? Who hasn't he had in 3 years?
Exactly, dude.
You don't think that body's wearing down after being used like four or five years?
I don't think he likes Kyle Shanahan.
Excuse me. Oh. Mike McDaniel wasn't even the offensive coordinator.
That was his guy.
It wasn't the offensive coordinator.
He was the run guy coordinator.
But they'd use him for both. They did both. In fact, he was like, you know, he was probably long-windedly telling Kyle Shanahan. That's his guy. Get me Deebo, dude. Here's what you do. Cut out the stink, you cut out the fink. So you get out the stink from Tyreek Hill. The rat fink behavior. Get him out of here. One of Mike McDaniel's guys.
You're not getting that stinking fink bar off and not think you're getting minus
dude?
One. No, that was horrible. That was terrible.
-1.
And he knew why are you just trying to pass stuff over?
He knew he was so bad. He said it so quickly.
How much caffeine has this man had?
I don't know.
It's a Celsius, bro. Oh, it's the second one for the day.
He just opens another one?
Cool cat.
Can I just tell you, I'm exhausted because what you want in sports is so ridiculous.
No, I don't like that we go into football off seasons and you won't have any fun.
I'm
trying to win.
Do you know this guy could have hobnobbed with Bill Belichick this week and he chose not to?
He'd rather chill with you.
He'd rather be with me. That's so stupid.
I mean, it is dumb, but that shows what a teammate, what loyalty is all about.
Nah, it's just that's not my thing. I didn't want to go back home.
Come on,
I
want to
be the mayor of New Orleans. I didn't want to go back home.
Yo, you're like the Simpson episode, Tobin, of when they got every baseball player to play for
Mr. Burns.
Mr. Burns. That's what you want for the Dolphins. That's what you want for every team that you love. You want every All-Star, every All-Pro, every one of them.
I like fun.
But don't you think that there's only one ball so that not everybody's going to be able to catch, shoot, score with all those
around? I think Leroy's right. I think it's a year we trend towards Devon Achane with Waddle.
Wait.
Okay.
First of all, don't ever, because he's trying to say, I think Leroy's right, and then he going to twist his little crap in the back end of that.
You bring in Deebo, a little change of pace.
You know the government does that. And that's how we end up with all this extra crap with the main thing, right? Oh, we'll do that border thing, but everybody has to wear pink, right? We did the border thing, though. Come on. What are you doing? First of all, Achane is Deebo. You can have one or the other. You don't need both. It's a waste of a spot on the field.
This guy wants to put $100 million in one position.
No, I keep saying
Tyreek. So you want to trade Tyreek. And this is very crazy that you would want to trade Tyreek.
He wants to be traded too.
But he's also said that
No. You also have to understand, Vlad. Mm-hmm. You see how he finagled this, right? And he tried to say, I've learned from the Jimmy thing. I want him out. So he's like,
he wants out, though.
He's fixing the story.
But he also, wait a minute.
He wants out.
No, and he also came back and said he apologized.
Baloney.
Oh, so you don't, so why didn't you believe, why didn't you believe what Jimmy said that? Why didn't you believe what Jimmy said that?
Because he said I had nice eyes.
Oh, my goodness.
Minus one.
You're the worst. You're the worst. You're the worst. You're so frustrated.
Hey, you can't. Doc, Saints didn't waste any time hiring Kellen Moore. Everybody knew a week ago he was going to be the coach, right?
You don't think Weaver was holding out hope that they would put up a stinker? Weaver was like, man, maybe Kansas City will really drub him, and I'll get
Dude,
that job.
Can I tell you, I don't know what you did this morning. Do something different tomorrow. Otherwise, by the end of the week, we're going to be Jimmy Butler and Draymond
Green.
It's
only day one of the offseason. You better buckle up.
People are questioning this, asking, are you higher than me?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep. Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things. Like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hard to say.
I don't know. It's hard to say. I think you might be.
Take a break. Back after this. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy. Got to do a quickie here because we got to get back on clock.
I just watched the Serena. I didn't know that was her. Everybody kept telling me that was her.
At the Super Bowl?
Yeah, I didn't realize that was her.
It was cool.
First of all,
I told you that.
No, I know. But first of all, let's be fair. She is half the Serena we have been seeing. So she got in shape. Right?
No.
Okay. Like this episode, yeah.
For whatever reason, yeah. So that's why it caught me off guard. And that's not being mean or anything like that. That's just that the Serena that I saw, when I saw her, I'm like, yeah, it does look like, but haven't seen Serena.
I didn't even know the whole backstory. I didn't know that she had a past thing with Drake, that she hates Drake's guts.
Oh, you know, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Drake pursued her, and I think they were in a relationship. They broke up, but he still pursued her, and he's taking shots. He has this thing. He has an MO of insulting the next significant others of his ex.
Mm.
He takes shot at them.
Mm. Oh, he's like, they not good as me.
Right. He took a shot at A$AP Rocky after, you know, he got with Rihanna and have two kids with her. And he's been taking shots at Serena Williams, his husband, who's like a billionaire or some type of guy.
Maybe he'll find love in Australia.
I tell you what he is doing.
Hmm?
I tell you, oh, because look, he said Serena and SZA.
Oh, yeah, SZA also.
Yeah. So, but I'm going to tell you what it does do. It does expose him more than expose the other people.
Yeah.
Right? Like, well, move on with your life, dude. Like, everybody does that. Everybody just move on.
I just don't understand, Leroy. You've been in the locker rooms. You're a former athlete. You know this. You outside. What's the fascination of athletes and entertainers pursuing somebody else's girl?
Not my thing, dude.
Like, I don't get – you know what I'm saying? I don't understand it. Like,
not my thing. Because I don't want – if I'm with somebody – the last thing I want to hear is your backstory, right? Because if you start dating somebody and y'all get into it or what have you, and then all of a sudden you got to hear a backstory of something you didn't know, it puts you in a bad spot. So I never wanted that. I didn't want to be anybody else's backstory. Oh, you know what he did, or I ain't want to be that. So I don't know why, but it always seems like all these models and artists and whatever, you could always go, she used to date him. Oh, like, it's crazy, right?
Nobody's got that.
Is that your beard?
Huh?
Is that his beard?
Scratching? No, yeah. I think that was Scooby's.
Oh, is that Scooby?
I think that was Scooby.
No, come on, Vlad. Why did he blame it on me?
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm that just hearing. Yeah, Scooby. Yeah, it's Scooby. Yeah, enough of that, Scooby.
We'll take a break here on the show. We'll close things out. A little 15 minutes of heat coming up next.
Let's try to grow a little bit, shall we? What about sliding through the streets? What about 1 a.m. beach? What about sitting on there? What's it called? I've been waiting all week.
Welcome back, everybody. That's a little Art God Savvy grow up for you.
When is he working again?
I think he's back tomorrow.
He better be.
I think he's back tomorrow. 15 minutes of heat here, brought to you by Hollywood Kia. Hollywood Kia, the number one Kia dealer in all of Florida. Get star treatment. We want to see you in a Hollywood Kia. Visit them online, HollywoodKia.com. Last night, the Heat got trounced by the Boston Celtics. 103-85. Jason Tatum had 33 points, 8 rebounds, and that was after starting the game 0-5. Eric Spoelstra after the game, trying to talk about the Heat's continuous offensive issues. This is what Spo had to say to the media.
We're going to have to work on it. You know, spacing, decision making, you know, that's actually been two consistent themes the last handful of weeks. Mm-hmm. And we're going to continue to work on it until, you know, we get more clarity, confidence on what's working for us. And there was times, you know, where it looked disjointed.
Do tell.
Terry Rozier.
Nailed it, dude.
Okay. Obviously. And I guess a team like Boston, you have to execute with intention and purpose. Otherwise, they can flatten you out with their switches or with just the size at the rim. So you're constantly going to have to make decisions. The decisions end up being a little bit clearer if your spacing is better, but that doesn't solve everything. It still ends up being decision making, you know, when you have the ball in your hands, and that's what we'll get better at.
Cool. Yeah.
What?
Awesome.
It's February, dude.
It's got new players.
What do you think? This is Christmas Town? You just get an extended holiday?
Yeah.
No. Mm-mm.
Hey, why?
Why are you so hateful?
Why do you have Scooby wrapped up in this 90 degrees?
Because she gave him a Christmas onesie from Christmastown.
Oh, did you?
No, it's not. It's not.
Then what is it?
It has little flowers on it.
Really? I'm sure
he just likes it.
Okay.
So that So he barked and said, "Yeah, this is what I want to wear."
You guys do not understand. Oh, this Jesus. Boy oh, literally goes and looks for them, barks until I put one on.
I don't believe that. I don't believe it.
Okay, well, don't believe it. One day, maybe I'll FaceTime you guys.
I think you give him a little voice. He goes, "I want flowers today, mommy."
Anyway,
it's fine.
So, like, yeah. This has been the scoring issue has plagued the Miami Heat for a couple of years now.
Yep.
To have this conversation like it's only been happening for the last couple of weeks is crazy.
Bam.
It's crazy to me.
Here was Bam after the game. This is him saying, "Spo's going to fix it." He believes in Spo. Spo's going to get it done.
Whoa.
We have one of the greatest coaches in the league, in history, actually. So, I'm not going to worry about how quick it's going to be for them. We just, this is first game for them. Obviously, they're trying to figure out what shots to take, buy into the system. And once they do that, we'll make a couple of runs.
All right, cool.
Okay.
can you tell
That's me? Great. I appreciate what you're saying. And all of what you're saying is true, Bam. But the scoring issues have been here long before they got here.
That's fair.
So,
and also, can you tell him to please keep playing Kalawar? Because it seems like he's trying to get away with this slowly.
Yep.
And I'm not going to let him get away with it. Nice try. Schmeathan says, "Why does Bam have his chesticles out?" Yeah, he had the sexy shirt on. I don't know. Yeah. Looked like he had a place to be.
Asia might be waiting.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps.
This is so frustrating.
Yeah. Definitely is.
Spo, I'm a ride or die with you. I understand how great you are. But you really expect us to just overlook the fact that y'all ain't been scoring consistently for 2 years?
And then what was his answer? His answer's "You know what I think, guys? More defense." I was like, great. Awesome.
Wait, did you play Bam's response from yesterday's game? When he was like, we had 3 turnovers?
I found that answer so frustrating.
I know.
Right? They all do it now. I found that they all do it. It's the Spo thing.
We got our rebounded by one. We were good in every aspect. Dude, we just missed shots.
I was like, dude, you played 7 good minutes of basketball yesterday. And he's like, 4 turnovers. We've been pretty bad at turnovers lately.
I look at the positive. We only have 4 turnovers. Coach has really been on us about our turnovers. And to have 4 against a team like that.
Well,
it speaks to what we can be. Obviously, we didn't shoot it well from 3. And
No. They didn't shoot it well.
You didn't shoot it well from the basketball court.
You didn't shoot it. You shot teetering at 30% from the field. And we want to talk turnovers.
That was the game. We didn't shoot it well from 3. And I feel like that was the game right there. I feel like everything else was in our wheelhouse besides, obviously,
scoring, rebounding.
Lost the rebounding by 1. So, yeah.
I love the way you say it. Everything was great except for.
So we lost, but.
And you name everything that goes on with basketball.
At least you guys took care of the basketball. A great time. Yeah. You guys didn't give them extra possessions to kick.
Well, when you start missing a lot, they don't contest shots as much as they used to. Let him shoot it. Let him shoot it. And then they get the rebound. Scooby thinks he's wearing a sweater like Bam.
His chesticles are out too.
Well, at least they got a soft landing tomorrow against the Oklahoma City Thunder.
They got an extraterrestrial at point guard.
And small forward.
Great.
And a big man.
Spo's about to Kyle Anderson your ass. Get ready, OKC.
Mitchell can't shoot.
Oh.
Yeah, that's why we had to use other words to explain his skill set.
So when we say off night, are we also talking about his offensive performance?
Listen, he's like a pit bull defender. He did he did pretty good with like setting his guys up like on assist, but like
that's the brother version of intangibles.
Pitbull defender.
Yeah, pitbull defender.
Yeah, that's it.
I asked. I'm a journalist. I was talking to a scout last night, and I was like, "Hey, what do you think of this guy?" And he goes, "You know, they're trying to make him a point guard." I don't know, dude.
Not like, a point guard.
I was like, "Well, what else is he gonna be? He's under 6 foot, basically."
No, he's not. Dude, he looks pretty tall.
No, dude, he's not tall. I saw him in the locker room last night. I'm taller than him.
Really?
Yeah, he's not tall.
Are you sure he wasn't sitting down?
How tall are you, Tobin? 6'1"?
I'm a flat 6.
Wow.
I'm a flat 6. And I was like, and I was above eye to eye from him. Now he's, like, listen, he's a moose. Like if he was deep.
So he's built like Kyle Lowry.
No, he looks like he's throwing down the bench press easily. Like he's a house. Like I can see why he's a pit bull defender. Like he's not, and he's a thick dude. He's not like chubby. Like he's in good shape. But he's not tall.
What did they have him listed as?
I think they have him listed at 6'2", or they some lie like that.
I love basketball. You can just tell them what you are.
No, they list him at 6 foot.
I'm telling you, in football,
so if he's listed,
they put you up against a wall, put your heels on the ground, and you get a legitimate measurement.
If they list him at 6 foot, he's 5'11", for sure. Nobody wants to be 5'11". He probably greased the palm of the measure. He's like, hey, what do you got? Come on. Here's a hundy. Make it a 6. Same thing they did with Kyler Murray, remember?
He just pulled his hair up.
Man. Anyway, that's our show today, ladies and gentlemen. And remember,
how do you go from 5'9 to 6 foot with heels? That's not even possible. My goodness.
Well, Prince did it.
Huh? No, he didn't. Dude, with heels on, the top he could get is 5'6".
No, just kidding.
That's our show, everybody. We'll talk to you rascals tomorrow.
World.
Dude, I don't know what to tell you. You're the one who's making this much more complex than it is.
No, I'm not.
You are.
No, I'm not.
You are. Like, I don't understand.
I'm not.
We've had an understanding. Listen, what intangibles are here. Forever, and you're trying to take Luka away from
Austin me. Reeves is an intangible.
Why is that?
Because he's Caucasian.
Right. But Luka is European. So just because he comes over here and plays for your team, don't mean you get to claim him.
We forever have said when there is a Heat intangibles lineup, we have included Nikola Jovic in said intangibles lineup. Now you want to go back on that?
No.
I'm not going to allow that. You just changed the rules.
I was just asking the question.
But you knew what the rules are. You're trying to take Luka away from me.
I'm not trying to take Luka.
You're trying to take Luka away from intangibles.
Then I get Cooper Flag.
What? No.
No intangible can jump like that.
That's ridiculous.
And I'm taking McClung.
You don't get to take people.
I'm taking McClung.
You're not taking McClung.
Oh.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Cook up a special dinner with USDA Choice Beef New York Strip Steak, bone-in for $7.99 per pound. And for that special someone on Valentine's Day, Debbie Lilly Design Dozen Roses for $24.99. Large pack of 2 pound strawberries or 18 ounce blueberries, $4.99 each. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.